up in Port Townsend, Washington, at a festival called the Festival of American Fiddle Games. And I walked into this room one night, and there was about 10 or 15 fiddle players in there, and they were playing some of the prettiest music I ever heard, and they were French-Canadian. I said, oh, wait a minute, French-Canadian, and it sounded like music from back home. It sounded more like the fiddle tunes from back home than the Scotch and the Irish. I'm Scotch-Irish, and it sounded more like those fiddle tunes than what, you know, what you hear like the Bothy Band and Kevin Burke play. And I thought, wow, what is this? And well, and then they said they were French-Canadian. Then I got to think, they were from St. Louis, Missouri originally, and those French-Canadians, they all came down through the Great Lakes, and they came through the Fox River and everything like that, and they got over to St. Louis, and they started the American Fur Company, and they went up the Missouri River trapping the beavers and stuff like that. And I know that I've got some French in my ancestry. And then I remembered that the word Ozark, if for nothing else, the word Ozark is a French word. And I started realizing, I got the Missouri roadmap out and started looking at all these old places that I grew up in and everything like that. And over in southern Illinois, like Prairie du Rocher and St. Genevieve and all that. I thought, wait a minute, the French were all over this country. So no wonder that the fiddle music would have a strong French influence in it. At any rate, to make a long story short, I learned a tune from them that I really liked that we played a lot in the Key of A called the Rio de Isildoon, and it's made up by an old boy that lived way up on the St. Lawrence Seaway, and his name is Jules Verret, V-E-R-R-E-T, and I really fell in love with this tune, and Chris and I sat up all one night and played this tune till we like to run everybody out of the room, so we won't do that tonight. We just play a little bit of it. But I would like to close out this little fiddle tune segment with you with a tune called The Real Ice.